Now, a recent survey conducted by the Education Week Research Center found that 1 in 5 school resource officers do not feel as though their school is prepared to deal with an active shooter situation. That was one among many findings from some 400 school resource officers, or SROs, that responded to the survey after the deadly school shootings in Parkland, Florida, and Santa Fe, Texas, this spring. Evie Blod is a reporter who covers school climate and child well-being for Education Week. Evie, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Let's start off with the really basic question. What is a school resource officer? Because I think people kind of blur the lines between that and some kind of security guard.
Yeah, it gets kind of fuzzy, actually, in how people use the term. A school resource officer is sometimes a catch-all term that schools use to describe a law enforcement officer with a badge, the authority to arrest people, who works and is stationed in its hallways. There are some folks who would say, you can be a police officer working in a school, but a school resource officer, that term should be reserved for officers who've been specifically trained to work in schools, which some police just come straight from the street to a school hallway. So it gets a little fuzzy, but we're not talking about armed guards. We're talking about actual law enforcement officers.
And this statistic that we mentioned about 1 in 5 school resource officers saying their schools, they don't think there's enough preparation for that active shooter situation. Can you talk about what kind of things you heard from officers in this survey?
Yeah, and that question wasn't whether they individually felt prepared,
right.
It was whether their school as a whole. And, you know, some folks said, whoa, 1 in 5, that's a lot of folks who don't feel prepared. And some folks said, whoa, 4 out of 5 do feel prepared. Are they a little overconfident? Because this is a very unpredictable situation. Officers told us that the most common response for what is necessary to make their school safer is better training of students and staff for how to handle violent situations, how to respond and recognize warning signs of violence. Some officers also said that they wanted to change some protocols, that they might need some more equipment, that they might need better interactions between students and adults. School safety, we think of it really narrowly after shootings, but it's really a broad concept that includes having good, healthy relationships between students and adults in schools.
Yeah, can you talk about the why of school resource officers? As you say, it's not just, we hope these people will prevent a mass shooting.
Right. Well, so it's a really complicated conversation, actually. The number of school resource officers in schools has risen steadily since the school shootings in Columbine, which really kind of sparked this movement. Most recent federal data shows that 36% of elementary schools and 65% of secondary schools have on-site school officers. And the idea is that, you know, you proponents of school officers and school officer groups say, you know, not only am I serving to keep you safe, I'm also forming healthy relationships with students, and I'm also serving in an educational role, maybe in drug prevention classes and things like that. There are some civil rights groups who are concerned that not every student has a healthy relationship with law enforcement in general, and they see a conflict with putting law enforcement officers in a school's halls. You know, they worry about how that will affect things like discipline and things like that. But the idea here is that we're supposed to have sort of a community policing model happening in a school as opposed to on the street.
What did you hear from officers about their training? Because I could see anything from Officer Smith, you drew the short straw, you're in the high school this year, to somebody going through a lot of training for this very specialized role. What did they say?
Right, and there is a real spectrum of how officers feel prepared and what kind of officer schools are able to recruit. Especially right now, we have states that are really rushing to hire a lot more officers for their schools, and that creates, you know, kind of a supply and demand issue. Who's available, and are we trying to recruit experienced, qualified officers away from departments? 19% of officers who responded to our survey said that they felt like they didn't have sufficient training to work in a school environment. And officers will tell you that working in a school is very different than any other police role. You're working with children who are still developing their sense of self, their brain, their executive functioning, their ability to control their behavior. 93% said they'd been trained to respond to an active shooter, which isn't surprising, because a lot of schools really think about putting an officer in their hallways to respond to these kinds of events. About half of officers said they had not been trained to work with special education students, which would be a concern for some because special education students have unique behavioral and disciplinary concerns that I think all adults in schools would want to be aware of and respectful of.
A hot topic often is the idea of arming teachers or other staff members at school. What did these school resource officers think about that?
Well, about a third of them said that they believed it would make schools safer to arm teachers, which is not a very high number, but it aligns with what we've seen in among some other groups. You know, you survey teachers and very few of them nationally say that they want to be armed. I think school police officers that I spoke with, interviewed for my story, said, you know, we're not just someone carrying a gun. In addition to having some really advanced training in how to use a gun and how to respond to an active shooting situation, we recognize kind of the full spectrum of safety issues. I did talk to one school police officer in a rural district in Missouri who said, you know, he sees a place for it, for well-trained and screened teachers to serve as a deterrent. And I think that, you know, and a lot of times you'll hear that more often in rural schools where they worry about response time from outside law enforcement agencies in a real crisis situation.
You, among the officers you interviewed, one said, there's a quote that stands with you. I'm paraphrasing. I don't have it in front of me, but I tell other officers, if you don't like kids, don't do this job. It seems
right.
Obvious in a way, but talk about that.
Well, yeah, I think some people think, you know, I don't know if officers themselves would think this, but I think there's a perception that this is a job you shift onto when you, you know, you're tired of working the street beat or something like that. Or, you know, some departments, you know, oftentimes school police are put in schools in cooperation with local police departments. And so sometimes local police departments might not understand that their officers need to be serving a unique role, that how different this job is than the jobs of their other officers. And so this police officer says, yeah, I mean, you're going to be dealing maybe with teenagers who can get kind of sarcastic, maybe a little confrontational, and that presents a really unique challenge. You're dealing with them in, you know, kind of their environment in the place where we're supposed to be really supportive and helping them thrive and helping them feel safe. And that's a different environment, I think, for a lot of adults to come into, not just police, but anyone, you know. And so he says, you know, he wants officers who are ready to really build relationships with kids, to really understand who they are and what they need beyond just being prepared for safety situations.
And briefly, did the officers point out any misconceptions that maybe parents and the public have about their role in school safety?
I think it's that idea that they are just another person with a gun is something that a lot of them push back on. Not necessarily, and we didn't survey directly about that in our questions, but in my interviews, you know, a lot of them said, we can't easily be replaced with someone carrying a gun. You can't just arm another adult and expect them to serve the same role.
Evie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Evie Blod is a reporter who covers school climate and child well-being for Education Week. She joined us to talk about a recent survey looking at how school resource officers feel about their work and how well their schools are prepared for school shootings and student safety in general.